Bonnie Bernstein is with us here on Sports Byline. We're talking about her career and about sports. I want to follow up and put an exclamation point on your career, and that is you've done radio and television. I've done radio and television. I found the radio made me better being on television. Have you found it to be that way, Bonnie?
I love the audio space. And I think in large part it's because it gives you the platform to go deep. And that's not to say that there aren't incredible platforms for deep, long-form storytelling, both on the print side and in the broadcast side. But audio, I think simply by virtue, Ron, for the fact that you're only using one of your senses. You are using your ears to listen. And so if you're doing audio well, and it depends on the format, too. Like, it's a little bit different than sports talk radio, and you're talking about the highlights from the games the night before. But in the sort of storytelling we're doing, She Got Game, I really wanted to try as best as I could to create an immersive experience and really empower listeners to use their ears and feel like they are part of that story. And so it forces you to think differently, because much as we laud radio broadcasters for having that descriptive element, because people aren't watching games, they're only hearing it, and that's just a wonderful aspect of doing play-by-play and color for radio, when you're doing audio storytelling, you have to be super mindful about all of the different aspects. So it's not just about the quality of the interview and your interactions with the interviewee. It's about the sound effects and the music and using all of that to create mood and facilitate transition and help listeners feel like they are truly a part of what they're listening to.
I mentioned about that you have a new project. You're a content creator, which is one of the other things I like. You're the creator, executive producer, and the host of She Got Game. Now, Billie Jean King is one of my limited partners in the company, so you can imagine what my exposures have been.
Amazing.
Yeah, she is amazing. Tell me a little bit about the thought process and the seed for this series.
Well, I think, Ron, the genesis behind starting Walk Swiftly Productions and venturing into entrepreneurship in the first place is that while the nearly 20 years I spent on air at ESPN and CBS Sports has filled my plate with the most amazing experiences, you're right. At heart, I am a storyteller and a content creator. And the reality is, as talent at ESPN or at CBS Sports, it's really hard to gain an audience for some of the creative projects that you want to do. And so at some point I realized, okay, if I want to continue to grow and continue to spread my wings the way I want, I need to go into business for myself. Part of what my vision is for Walk Swiftly Productions is to really shine a light on women's sports and all the benefits of sports in an impactful way. And so a couple of years before the 50th anniversary of Title IX hit, which was last June, I started thinking, how can I do storytelling in a different way? Because I knew we would see lots of stories about female pioneers in the sports space and the glass shatterers and the game changers. A lot of that focus, though, would be on women who were playing sports, oftentimes at the highest level. And I came across a study that was done by Ernst & Young that pointed to 94% of female C-suite executives having a background in sports. More than half of those women are playing college sports. And it created an impactful link between what we learn as athletes and how we as women are able to parlay that into professional success. And that was kind of when the light bulb went off. And so ultimately, She Got Game is a series of profiles about successful women from all walks of life, but who have that common thread that they were athletes as kids. And you'll know some of the women as athletes, like Layla Ali or Shawn Johnson. You'll also know some of these women, but not for sports, like Chelsea Clinton or Aisha Tyler, one of the stars of Criminal Minds. And then there are the hardcore businesswomen, like Sheila Johnson, who's the very first female black billionaire, who's the only woman to have ownership stakes in three pro sports teams, or Dani Garcia, who is the first woman to have an ownership stake in a league. She's one of the owners of the XFL. So there are these three buckets of women, but they all tell the same types of stories, Ron, which is that when you play sports, regardless of what level it is, you are honing critical life skills that will tee you up for success in life. And it's just really fulfilling as somebody who is an athlete myself, and I know firsthand how critical those life skills have been in my success.
Aside from the focus and the discipline that a highly skilled athlete has, and we're talking about women here, what was the commonality that you found for their drive and their success?
I would say one of the most frequent words I heard from every single one of these women was the importance of the resilience you learn from being an athlete. You understand that you're going to fail. You also understand that you have the opportunity to learn and grow and be better from failure, which empowers your resilience. And, you know, full disclosure, this was a tough series to get across the finish line for lots of different reasons. And I kept thinking about the women and our conversations and how every single one of these women has been through it. They have been told they can't, they shouldn't, their eyes are too big, they're rocking the boat, they should stop and just stay in their lanes. And they all push through that to achieve success. And I think it's a really powerful message to women, because if you are a type A, driven, ambitious, high achiever, you're going to experience those moments. You're going to feel like you are paddling upstream by yourself, and you're going to feel alone. And by hearing these women's stories, Ron, it helps us all understand we're never alone. You may feel that way, but you're not. And it's so inspirational, and they're the types of podcasts that you have the ability to listen to over and over again when you're in those spots where you just need a little push.
I'm going to make an observation, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong about this. I think the women that I have known, like the Billie Jean Kings and many of the women that you have on the list that you talk to, is that they don't see failure. They see it as opportunity and things learned to apply to their life going forward.
Yeah, well, it's yes, and they see it as part of the process.
Right.
And I think that's where we get caught a lot, right? Because it's very easy, and to a certain degree, we're conditioned societally to think and view failure as some sort of personal indictment. Oh, wow, you messed up. No. If we can shift our mindset around failure is, oh, it's part of the process. You know, we always talk about in sports how the greatest athletes, it's just a matter of repetition. You have to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again to perfect it. Well, part of the repetition of succeeding in life and succeeding in your career is failure. And it really is. It's just when you start to have that realization that there's nothing bad about failure, if you choose to react to it and learn and grow from it, it is such a huge game changer. And that's something that every single one of these women illustrate. Now, the other thing is, and you and I have touched on it, these aren't all elite athletes. Yes, Layla Ali is. Shawn Johnson won Olympic gold. Chelsea Clinton will tell you she was very passionate about playing soccer and softball, but her ability didn't quite match her energy. but she still has experienced extraordinary benefits. She talked about, of course, the teamwork, but also time management, which is critical in her life right now. And because these aren't all elite-level athletes, this also, I think, forges an opportunity for parents to have a different type of conversation with their daughters about the value of and the power of sports. And I love that it really is family-friendly content. These are the sort of episodes you can all sit down at the dinner table, for families who still do that, and be like, hey, just listen to this amazing episode with Amy Trask, who to date is the only female CEO of an NFL team. Let's talk about it. She was an equestrian, you know, and she talks all about learning about teamwork from a horse. And it's just, some of the stories are just so fascinating.
Yeah, I know Amy very well. She's a dear friend, and I'm amazed at the story she has shared with me. We only have about 90 seconds left, but I'm going to ask you that of all these people that you interviewed, what is the sense of satisfaction they all have gotten with their accomplishments?
Just that they have broken through their own glass ceilings. And it's not, I'll have to say, yes, of course there's pride and fulfillment in achieving a goal. But what it also does is it opens doors everywhere for girls to see what the possible looks like. And I think one of the the common themes throughout all of our discussions is the importance of the if they see it, they can do it element that comes with achieving goals at the level these women have achieved them.
Bonnie, congratulations on this series, and I want to remind everybody, She Got Game is a 10-part women's sports empowerment series. You can hear it on Audible, and Bonnie talks with industry leaders and world-class athletes who shine a light on how they've leveraged their life skills mastered on the fields of play to achieve professional success. In 20 seconds, is there anything you haven't done that you want to do?
Oh, I would love to host a Barbara Walters-type special exclusively on sports figures. I love interviewing people, and having the chance to do She Got Game really reaffirm that. I just love being able to do the research and provide a platform for people to share stories in a really meaningful way. So some sort of talk show, Roy Firestone, Barbara Walters-esque, that's probably at the top of my bucket list. Thank you for asking.
You are here anytime you want to be here. Come back and join me on Sports Byline.
Ron, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be with you. I appreciate it.
A fascinating interview with Bonnie Bernstein. She has been named one of the most accomplished female sportscasters in history by the American Sportscasters Association, which tells you certainly about her work and how good she is. And her broadcasting credits include ESPN, CBS Sports, The Dan Patrick Show, 30 for 30, and also MSNBC and Fox News Channel. We continue with more of You and Sports Byline.